You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey everybody, Ken Davenport here. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. This one is for all the actors out there. If you are an actor, be prepared to tune in. I'm going to give you audition tips. That's right. 10 audition tips just for actors coming up next. So if you are an actor, take out your notebook. If you know an actor, please get ready to share this episode. Audition tips coming up next.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hey everybody, it's Ken Davenport here. This one, as I mentioned in that introduction, this podcast is for the actors out there. So if you are an actor, I'm going to give you some tips on auditioning right now. We're going to give you some tips on how to book that job, or more importantly, get the callback. There's my first tip for you. I often tell actors they put so much pressure on themselves when they walk in that door. I got to get this job, right? It's the chorus line, I really need this job, cliche, right? Your role, your task, your goal at that first audition is actually not to get the job. We don't cast people usually at that first audition. Your goal is to get the callback. That's your goal. So before I give you these tips, I wanted to make sure you knew what your goal was when you walked in a room. When you walked in a room for the first time with a new group of people behind that table for a new show, whatever it is, your goal is to get the callback. And here are 10 tips on how to make sure you get the callback. Get the callback. Okay, number one, very simple. Always bring a picture and resume. Always do it. I don't care if you have an agent, a manager, a Mama Rose-style momager who promised to send it over. You're the one who won't be remembered if you don't have one. I've heard too many times from people like, didn't my agent send it? Or my manager was supposed to send it over. Picture and resume is more important than an American Express card that you like wouldn't leave home without, right? It's like a pair of shoes. You don't leave home without a pair of shoes. Don't leave home without a picture and resume, okay? Tip number two, if you haven't memorized your material, if you've received sides, a song, a script, a scene, whatever it is, if you haven't memorized it, don't pretend you have. Okay? If you get material, try to memorize them. But if you can't, it's okay. We'd rather hear the material as written with the papers in your hand than hear you make up stuff just to prove that you tried and failed to memorize the material. Like, think about it this way. The writers may be in the room. And if you are not rock solid on that material and paraphrase their work, how do you think they're going to feel? They spent a lot of time on that dialogue. They spent a lot of time on those characters. They might be a little offended if you decide to improvise your way out of something because you didn't memorize the material. Don't fake it. Hold it. Consult the pages. We'd much rather you go that way than to see you go up on lines when you're trying to give us your best your best. So that's your second tip. Haven't memorized the material, don't pretend you have. Number three, don't make excuses. I actually don't want to hear that you have a cold and that's why you may not be up to par. The funny thing is that more often than not, when I hear those kind of excuses, the people sound fine, right? And as a voice teacher, if you've ever been nervous about going in because you don't feel well, as a voice teacher once told me, you have a microphone on the inside of your car engine. And if you put a microphone on the inside of a car engine, you'd hear all sorts of sputtering and weird things that on the outside you can't hear. So just because your internal microphone hears something doesn't mean we hear it. So don't tell us you have a cold. Just get in there, do your best. And remember, you're just trying to get the call back. You're not going to book that job most likely on that very first audition. So just, again, do your best. And if you don't get this one, there's always another one. At number four, if we ask you to make a choice, make one. So when I'm auditioning people, I constantly ask them to like choose between two monologues, or I give them three song choices from their book. And then I say, what would you like to do? This is something that I like to do. It's an exercise that I do to find out what you are attracted to. I want to see you make a choice. Don't say, it doesn't matter, what do you want? No, no, no. Actors have to make strong choices when developing characters. I want to see that side of you in everything you do. If you have a choice between two songs, if I give you that choice, I want you to say, I want to do this one because I love it so much. Also, giving you a choice allows you to choose what you do better, right? So make a choice. Make a choice in characters. Make them different. If we're giving you acting notes in as you go through one monologue and we say, try something different, make a strong, bold choice. It may not be what you end up doing on the stage if you book it, but remember, it's just a first audition. All that we want to see is that you have the ability to make the choice. Fifth tip, make your first 15 seconds count. I usually can determine whether someone is going to get a callback or not within the first 15 seconds of them coming in the room. How they carry themselves, their energy, their positivity, how they take charge of that room. If it's someone that I say, wow, look at this person. This is someone I want to get to know more, right? That first 15 seconds counts. So make them count. It can actually mean the difference of us really, really rooting for you or us getting distracted by whatever else is going on at the same time. Number six, be the three C's. Be comfortable, be charismatic, and be confident. Actors have to command attention. They have to be the most interesting people in a 1,000-seat theater, 2,000-seat theater. Be someone that we want to get to know, like I just said about those first 15 seconds. If you can do that as yourself, I know you'll be able to do that in a character. Number seven, this is a very strategic hack when you're scheduling your audition time. Don't take the last audition time of the day. Casting is not an easy process, and at the end of the day, a creative team can be a little grumpy, a little tired, and actually want to go home by that point. The early actor, like the early bird, the early actor gets the part, or at least gets the callback, right? We're fresher. We don't have people to compare to. So you're much more likely going to be put in the pile of to consider later, to think about callback later, the earlier in the day you go. Tip number eight, let us know where to find you. So even if you have an agent and that agent address is all over your resume, you should put an email address or some way that we can get you just in case we need to reach out to you after hours, your agent doesn't respond, if we need to get you on the weekend. Now, let me be very clear. For safety reasons, I would strongly suggest you do not use a personal email. Create a separate email just for your resume. This way, if you ever leave your agent, which is another thing that happens all the time, or your agent doesn't get back to the casting director right away, interested parties have a way of at least sending you an inquiry. Hey, did your agent talk to you about this? Have you heard from us in this? Who should we talk to? How do we get in touch with you? Because we want to get in touch with you. You never want people to say, oh, we were interested in calling you back, but we didn't hear back from so-and-so, or we had no way to get with you. Create a dummy email address, something you just use for business, not your personal address, and put that on your resume and make it the only place that it is, or maybe on your website as well, those kind of marketing things. Make it a business email, but let us know. Give us a way to get in touch with you if we can't get in touch with you other ways. Number nine, when you're auditioning, don't start over, right? If you make a mistake, go through it, fight through it. It probably wasn't as bad as you thought. It's about that internal microphone again. If you forget the lyrics, go through it. Now, look, obviously, if it's a train wreck of some sort, you gotta stop. Okay, no excuses, apology, piano, whatever, pick up and go, right? Auditioning takes a lot of time. We want you to just roll with those punches. Look, screw-ups happen in the theater all the time, right? They do. It's live theater. So how you deal with it in an audition setting shows us how you may deal with it in a live theatrical setting. So no over-apologies, just keep going, fight through it, and get to the end. Believe me, remember, this is that thing of like not wanting to book the job, just book the callback. We'll see the talent through the screw up. We'll see it and we'll still want to call you back, provided you just get through it with confidence. Number 10, last tip, always audition. Always, always, always. The best way to master auditioning is just like everything else, repetition, repetition, repetition. Do it over and over and over. You got to get numb to the nerves. You'll be able to be yourself the more you audition. You get comfortable with the process of walking in that room. It'll be fun. The moment you make auditioning fun and a chance to show off and show what you do, right? You love to sing, you love to act, you love to dance, right? That's why you're in this business. So get to the place where you love going to auditions, right? And frankly, auditioning can be free. It's free practice, right? I used to go to dance calls and I was a very bad dancer. Let's just be very honest here, because learning a dance combination at an audition, it was a free dance class for me, and I needed them badly, badly. Actors who get to work on sides with directors at an audition, it's like a free coaching. So enjoy it, learn from it, embrace it, and do it lots and lots and lots, and you'll just get better. And the actors that get parts are the actors that are great at auditioning. And remember, lastly, we want you to be great. We're pulling for you more than you can ever imagine when you go in that room. We want you to make our job easy. We want you to walk in the door and wow us and go, we found our person. We found our star right there. We don't have to look anymore. We are pulling for you. We are pulling for you. So I hope these 10 tips are helpful. If you're an actor, I hope you book more jobs or at least get a lot more callbacks. And if you're not an actor, do me a favor and share this with an actor. They will thank you for it because it'll help them get more gigs. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.